Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, we would like to cancel this. I had spoken with someone earlier this morning, and I had to check with my husband about it, but no, he does not want to continue to have this. So I just need you to look up his account and cancel it.
All right. May I start out by getting the zip code, please?
It is 47885.
And thank you for that. And our first and last name?
Guy Dillard. D-I-L-L-A-R-D.
Okay. And thank you for that. For security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
5080 North 17th Place, West Terre Haute, Indiana, 47885.
And I thank you for that. And I do see that you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling for the phone. Am I correct? And you
yes.
will bill the $56.95 membership fee. Is that correct?
Well, if I've been billed for that, it's not on this statement. On my statement that the $7.95.
Yes, ma'am.
On,
I do see because when we billed you on the 26th, your financial institute declined it. The last time we tried to bill you was on the 28th, and it was also declined by your financial institute. So I can get you canceled out of that, and you won't be billed again, okay?
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
All righty, and give me 1 second, please. Alrighty. Ma'am, I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further. I do have the cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to take that down.
I'm ready.
That will be C as in Charlie. That's 259-122-455.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 259-122-455.
That is correct.
That's our cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am, and you won't be billed anything further, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Uh-huh. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.